Do you want to have less regrets in life? You want to do something that would dramatically decrease the regrets, the guilt, the shame, the sadness, the fallout? Do you? I have a technique for you. Very simple technique. It can probably eliminate half or more of regrets. However, just because something is simple doesn't mean it's easy. Here is my highly polished, heavily psychologically trained piece of guidance. Don't say it. Don't say it. You know as well as I do that much of your regret in life comes from having said things you shouldn't have said. Comes from having been driven by emotions, surging powerful emotions at a certain point in time where you just have to explode, because this stuff is in you and it needs to be said. So the surge of emotions carries with it a surge of words. Most of the time when words are said in the highest peak of emotion, they are words that are regretted. They are words you wish you could take back. But they came out. Now, sometimes people will say, well, I understand. We all say things we don't mean when we're upset or when we're hurt or when we're feeling attacked or when we're defensive. We all say stuff like that. And hopefully those people in your life will forget it. Unfortunately, sometimes it is like a newspaper story. If a false story gets the front page, and then 3 days later, the people who reported it unreport it, they say, no, well, really that wasn't true. Say, for example, with Pope Benedict. This horrific stuff that has come out that he was responsible for not responding to certain sexual abuse cases reported to him. And any clear look at the evidence is that's totally false. Totally false. The timeline is way off. However, the people who reported it ran with it. And then how much have you seen that they said, oh, no, we shouldn't have said that. We shouldn't have said that. We regret it. No, because it's already been said. Much damage has already been done. That's what happens when you say things you shouldn't say in the surge of emotions. So when I say don't say it, here's what I'm saying. Follow the 10-second rule. No, that I'm not referring to the rule of food falling on the floor and you can pick it up within 10 seconds, you can eat it. Anybody with kids knows it's not a 10-second rule, it's a 10-hour rule. However, 10-second rule. When you feel the most overwhelming impulse to say what you're driven to say because you're hurt or you're mad or you're upset or you're feeling attacked or you want to straighten out the record. 10 seconds. That's it. 10 seconds. Say anything for 10 seconds.
Oh, Dr. Ray, isn't this kind of the old count to 10?
Well, in a way it is. But what's different is, this is not just I'll count to 10. This is, I recognize I better not say what I gotta say when I am at the peak of my emotional push to say something. Because, why? The human body, there's a certain physiological reality. Peak surge of emotion doesn't last very long. It's kind of like a flare. And if you can hold off, man, if you can hold off for 20 seconds, you'll really eliminate a lot of stuff. Hold off for a minute and you'll probably never say anything regretful. But let's not get crazy here. 10 seconds. Half of what you regret with your mouth. And most of us, the bulk of our regrets come through our mouth. half of what you regret with your mouth won't be said. And if it's not said, you're not going to have to apologize for it. And you're not going to have to live with it. And most people cannot read your mind. They will not say, I know what you wanted to say, but you didn't say it, but I know what you're thinking. Now wives are very good at this, okay? My wife can look at my eyes and go, and she writes it down, like these guys that are really good in the audience where they write down stuff that you were thinking that people go, oh, how did he know exactly what I was thinking? My wife can write it down. This is what you were going to say, Raymond. And I'll look and I'll go, dang. She only missed like two words of it and she got the rest of it. How'd she do that? But I didn't say it. Don't say it. I guarantee you, you will have such a feeling of relief. And you will say, oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad I didn't say that to my kid, to my mother-in-law, to my husband, to my wife, to my pastor. I'm so glad I didn't say that. I so desperately wanted to say it, and I didn't.